In the U.S., people race to raise money to find a cure for breast cancer. Celebrities, like singer Jessica Simpson, endorse fundraisers. Two first ladies have talked about their diagnoses and surgeries. Betty Ford was the first in 1972. Nancy Reagan spoke about hers more than a decade later.
The common thought until very recently was that this is a disease only of wealthy women and wealthy countries.
Felicia Nall heads a program at Harvard University. Its purpose is to find a way to provide cancer care, including care for breast cancer, to more people in developing countries. Harvard statistics show that more than half of the 450,000 people who died from breast cancer last year lived in developing countries.
If a woman gets breast cancer in the developing world, they have a much higher probability of dying than a woman who gets breast cancer in the developed world.
Dr. Elmer Huerta at the Washington Hospital Center sees many Hispanic patients. He says part of the problem with breast cancer is the disease itself.
Breast cancer is a silent condition. It doesn't hurt when it's growing.
Dr. Huerta says many Latin and South American communities do not have mammography machines, and there is a general lack of knowledge about the disease.
So if you have a combination of a silent condition, you have a combination of a lack of access to early detection methods, then what you get is that when women find they have something, usually the tumor has grown, has metastasized, and then they seek medical care, and it is too late.
Dr. Shauna Willie has seen the same thing in Nigeria.
Economics is the biggest barrier. It's all pay as you go. So if they wanted to have a biopsy done, they had to arrive at the hospital with cash in their hand. The same would be true if they were to have a mammogram done.
And if a patient has a diagnosis, she still has to have money for treatment. Nall would like to reduce costs by training local examiners.
To do a good breast clinical exam, you do not require an oncologist. You require someone who's been properly trained, and it's not that difficult to do that training, and who has experience in doing these kinds of exams.
Barriers to treatment may differ from country to country. The disease might bear a stigma. Doctors might not even discuss it with a woman who has breast cancer. Harvard has initiated an international effort to find out what these barriers are and work to help countries eliminate them so women can be screened and diagnosed in the early stages when breast cancer is still treatable. Carol Pearson, VOA News.